I'm Jason Brown with Laffy and Parrot Productions and Sierraway Media. Here is today's news. The USDA Forest Service will begin an emergency operation to trap and move 9 snowbound wild horses located on the Inyo National Forest outside the Montgomery Pass Wild Horse Territory. This emergency action is critical to ensuring the future health, well-being, and humane treatment of these wild horses as they are in critical jeopardy due to snow impact, limited water, and extremely limited forage. In order to protect these wild horses, the Forest Service will deploy bait hay and water traps. The wild horses are in poor condition and require a methodic feeding and watering schedule. We ask the public to please not feed the wild horses, as additional forage in their system can cause impaction colic and increase their risk of death. The horses will be transported to a Forest Service corral facility, where they will be maintained and cared for until next steps can be determined. Due to the nature of the bait and water trap method, wild horses are reluctant to approach the trap site when there is too much activity. Therefore, only essential personnel will be allowed at the trap site during the operation. We ask the public to not interfere with the operation. California Public Utilities Commission yesterday approved the transfer of control of Frontier Communications California operations to Verizon Communications Incorporated, subject to enforceable conditions, ongoing monitoring, and consumer protections. The decision authorizes Verizon to acquire Frontier Communications and its California subsidiaries while requiring safeguards designed to protect customers, preserve service quality, and advance the public interest. The approval follows extensive public participation, testimony from multiple parties, and negotiated settlement agreements with consumer advocates and labor organizations. CPUC Commissioner John Reynolds, the assigned commissioner on the proceeding, said, "California isn't just approving a merger. We're securing real commitments that will connect communities, lower costs for families who need it most, and strengthen workforce and supplier diversity protections. With robust conditions and independent oversight, we're ensuring these commitments translate into real improvements for California families and standing up for California values to support our diverse communities." There's more on our website and how this will impact us at sierrawave.net. Well, let's talk about Caltrans' new traffic impacts. There's only going to be one. It's in Mono County. Benton utility work on US 6 from South Road to 3 miles south. Utility crews will pull wire over the roadway Monday and Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. For ongoing traffic impacts, I highly recommend that you go find the press release on our website. Well, Bishop Boys Varsity traveled to Edwards Air Force Base to play the Desert Scorpions on Tuesday night this last week. The Broncos came out and scored 23 in the first quarter and 16 in the second, and took a 39-11 lead into halftime. The second half of our bench got to see a lot of minutes and were able to get everyone into the game. The Broncos finished with a 58-31 win. Overall, it was a great team effort and everyone did their job. Our shooting wasn't that great this game, but we're getting more consistency from free throw line and three-point shots. Leading the way in the scoring for the Broncos was Emery Dondero with 17 points. Devin Mitchell and Will Kemp both had 8 points. Richie Talavera had 6 points. Travis Hernandez and Jacoby Dondero both added 5. Carlos Salez, well, he had 3. Derek Cortez, Charlie Lewis, and Juan Blee in the Woods all had 2. The Broncos are heading today down to California City to take on the Ravens. Well, what's new at Bishop Twin Theater? The Housemaid, rated R, 2 hours and 10 minutes. Hoping for a fresh start, a young woman becomes a live-in maid for a wealthy couple who harbor sinister secrets. It's got a 7 out of 10 on IMDb. Being held over this week is Marty Supreme, rated R, 2 hours and 30 minutes. The 1950s young Marty Mauser pursues his dreams of becoming a champion table tennis player. It's got an 8.2 out of 10 on IMDb. For showtimes, head on over to bishoptwintheater.com. And for more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.